Judy McKinnon's home looks a bit different than other homes in her neighborhood.
Well, when you look on the roof, you'll see two sets of solar panels. On the left is a solar thermal panel. It heats water for our home for dishwashing, clothes washing, showers, things like that. And on the right, you'll see a photovoltaic array.
That's right. A photovoltaic array, better known as solar electric panels, sit on McKinnon's roof. The 16 gleaming panels were installed earlier this month, but McKinnon says getting them there didn't happen overnight. McKinnon, a homemaker, says she's had a passion for the environment since she was a child.
Try to take care of the world that God gave us, and I don't think we were given the world to destroy it.
It's that philosophy, she says, that drives her and her husband, Jim Stevermer, to be energy conscious. The couple has lived in Fulton for about 14 years, and over time saved enough money for their energy-efficient home. Now, after about 3 years of living in their dream home, they could afford the solar panel system. And at $13,000 after a 30% tax credit, it wasn't cheap. But McKinnon says, like anything else, installing solar energy is an investment.
You can invest money in a bank and get a percentage interest, or you can invest money in property. You can invest money in solar panels, too, and get money back.
For McKinnon and Stevermer to get money back from their investment, the city of Fulton first had to set up what's called a net metering system. Daryl Dunlap is the utility superintendent for Fulton. He says it's basically a credit system that tracks how much energy McKinnon solar panels produce.
If they produce more than they use, there's a credit issued that they get up to 12 months to use that credit, and it's based upon the energy cost for the previous year.
Delwyn Dowd is with Sun Solar Systems in Hartsburg. He says the system his company installed at McKinnon's home should produce a significant return.
Calculations show that that system will offset over 70% of their electrical needs.
So on a recent sunny day, McKinnon's home is giving energy to the city rather than receiving energy. By averaging together the sunny months they expect to receive credit from the city and the winter months in which they'll pay a small electric bill, McKinnon expects the system to have paid for itself in 13 years. And while that's a long time to go to see a return on the investment, she's happy to watch her energy consumption go down in the meantime.
You know, the most exciting part for me is watching the meter go backwards, don't you?
So, is this the last step for McKinnon in her pursuit of energy efficiency?
If I could, I'd get public transportation in Fulton.
Perhaps that's a project for another day. Gina Cook, KBIA News.